We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
KNSS.
Good morning, Steve McIntosh, Ted Woodward, 7:30 here on a Tuesday morning, first day of December, 26 degrees. At today's meeting, the Wichita City Council will consider a revised year-end budget with tax revenue impacted by the pandemic. Mayor Brandon Whipple tells KNSS News.
I think over 2 years, we had to cut or look for about $25 to $30 million to cut, which is, you know, one of the reasons why we had the type of year we did. We really cut out everything fun, but also, you know, didn't open up pools, really had to go skeleton crew at the library, different things that people, you know, I guess rely on.
Whipple commented during Mondays with the mayor on the Steve and Ted in the Morning Show on KNSS.
At last night's Wichita School Board meeting, Esau Freeman with the Local Service Employees International Union thanked board members for extending the Thanksgiving break last week.
Thank you very much for making that decision. That was very important. That was very needed by many of our employees. And I hope all the staff, the principals, even yourselves as board members, just to take a little bit of time to get recentered.
Freeman said the extended fall recess was really needed and that the employees that he's spoken with seem very appreciative. Board members voted unanimously last night to move elementary schools to full remote learning by the end of the week. Secondary schools will remain in remote learning.
The Shawnee Mission School District near Kansas City is looking at making changes to mascots that use Native American imagery. That comes after thousands of people, including current and former students, signed a petition seeking to have the Shawnee Mission North High School drop its Indians name and mascot. More than 3,300 people signed a change.org petition urging the district to change the mascot by the school's 100th anniversary in 2022. There also have been protests, including several marches near the high school. Kansas City Star reports that the coronavirus pandemic stalled the district's response this year, but district officials now say a committee set to meet Thursday will take steps to review how other districts have implemented mascot policies.
A man from South Texas, he had a defense called "I Was Just Kidding" regarding a social media post that it just doesn't work, and he's going to jail.
19-year-old Joe Schrimsher of Harlingen, east of McAllen, tweeted, "I'm going to mail a bomb to the Federal Reserve last year." Schrimsher told FBI agents he was just being edgy. But when cops raided his home, they found chemicals and bomb-making recipes and a fake certificate on his cell phone declaring himself most likely to damage federal property. Police say they also found items glorifying Nazis, racist photos, and pictures of school shootings. A judge has sentenced Schrimsher to 2 years behind bars. Tom Rigotti, Fox News.
NORAD is not letting the pandemic dampen the fun of tracking Santa this year.
Santa won't be taking to the skies on his global present run until later this month, but today is the day the NORAD tracking website goes live. In a change from years past, there will be fewer volunteers on hand on December 24th to answer phone calls from kids around the world, thanks to the pandemic and the need for social distancing. NORAD says callers who can't get through will get a recorded update on Santa's location. The Santa Tracker program dates back to 1955, and this year it's getting an update with new NORAD Santa Tracking social media pages and a new mobile app. You can visit the website at noradsanta.org. Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
And now the forecast with KNSS staff meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning. Our weather is quiet now, but that will be changing by tomorrow afternoon into Thursday. Two strong low-pressure systems are going to be moving into the plains, and that will create a potential for some heavy snowfall, especially to the west of Wichita. With sunshine today, we will get to 50 for the high, cloudy and 28 overnight, and a rain-snow mix on Wednesday with a high 38. I'm KNSS meteorologist Ann Holliday.
Now mostly clear, 26 degrees. We have a southeast wind at 7 miles per hour. KNSS weather brought to you by the Monarch. The holidays right around the corner, and it's more important now than ever to shop local. The Monarch carries a variety of glassware, apparel, and gifts, perfect for the bourbon lover on your gift list. Check out their full selection at 579 West Douglas, the Monarch in Delano. 7:35 now, Stephen 10 in the morning here on this Tuesday morning, and it's time for our weekly visit with Sedgwick County Commission Chair Pete Meitzner. Good morning, Pete.
Hey, good morning, Steve and Ted. How are you guys doing?
We're doing good. We're doing well, all things considered. Yeah. How was your Thanksgiving? Did you have a good Thanksgiving?
Yeah, we kind of hunkered down. I was a little under the weather myself, and just thought, let's don't risk it. So, some of the family got together. Some of us isolated, so to speak.
Oh well, we've all had to do what we have to do, I guess.
Right.
See exactly. That the Republicans party locally has decided that Glasscock is going to be on the board there with you all for at least until January, replacing O'Donnell. And as we move forward after all of that, so can you comment on that?
Yeah, Dalton's a very bright person, and I had talked to him a month ago or 3 weeks ago, and the stint will be, I mean, he'll only be here for 30 days, but he's got a lot of pretty good background, and we don't have anything too major that he would have to, we'll get him up to speed, but he's very bright person. He'll be good.
All right, we got to have a meeting tomorrow. What's on the agenda? What are you going to be talking about tomorrow?
Well, we're going to probably authorize the final drafts. I guess that's an oxymoron, isn't it? Final draft. We're going to end up, we're at the home stretch of the CARES money. So now we're in December and it has to be out. And so we have a few more CARES presentations that we're going to, from the finance committee. And that's probably the bulk of it. We're also talking about, today we have a workshop. We're talking about migrating the nasal testing drive-through out at Edgemoor and Central, and try to go with the saliva testing. That we have that as an option, but try to do more remote saliva testing stations around the county, because we can get WSU, we can get the response for sure less than 24 hours. Sometimes it's about 8 to 10 hours. So it's really we think that rapid testing, because we already feel some movement with some school districts, and for sure with employers, that they would like to know if an employer is, it tests negative the day that they're around somebody, or and then 3 days later or 4 days later, whatever their policy is, test themselves and get back to work and continue to test maybe 3 times a week, but the second one they come back, things like that. So that's really where we're going to be migrating, hopefully this month, and ready to rock and roll in the 1st of January.
Yeah, I've been saying for a long time that rapid testing and rapid results, that's one of the keys to making this thing at least manageable on some level,
Right, exactly.
You sound pretty bad there. Have you? How many times have you been tested, Pete?
Four times.
Four times.
And
wow.
If I do sound a little bad, I don't. Not necessarily breaking news. I guess we can break it on your show that yesterday I got my results back on and I'm positive. So I'm home now.
So does that mean you go to the meeting tomorrow or not?
I'll zoom in. Yeah.
Zoom in meeting.
So I'm a little nervous.
Meaning you're doing it from remote. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Ted, I may have to call you and compare symptoms, and I just don't want it to go over the edge, right?
No, you don't want it. You want to keep it managed early.
So, yeah. Pete, what are your symptoms right now? I can hear some of your symptoms. What are your exact symptoms right now, though?
Well, they talk about that dry cough, which for sure you can feel it in your chest, kind of a cough. A little bit of get up in a fever, and then you know, get over 100, and then all of a sudden, half hour later, it's back at 98 or 99. And so it sounds to me like, well, the doctors, you know, your fever and your stuff, they're trying to, your body's trying to fight it. So,
and of course, all your loved ones, everybody close to you has got to get tested then. And so,
yeah. My wife and daughter, they're negative.
Oh, good.
So, and I haven't been around a whole lot of people. I had walking pneumonia 20 years ago. And so whenever I get a cold, I'm pretty aware anyway. And that's why we stayed home Thanksgiving thinking, well, let's just don't risk it. And so then yesterday I just said, well, let's go get tested for sure. And sure enough, so.
You take care of yourself because we've seen what that knows what can happen, and we want you to take care of yourself and make sure.
I appreciate that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Yep. Well, doggone it. Sad to hear it, but at least you're getting treated and maybe getting better here soon. We sure hope so. So.
Yeah. The good news is our hospital call yesterday. The hospitals were. And now for 2 weeks in a row. 2 weeks ago it was barely up. The hospital. COVID patients, and then this week they're actually flat or up by one, and the other one was down by one. So that could be really good news. The bad news is there's that's what we've talked. They go, yeah, but in 2 weeks from Thanksgiving, and I just roll my eyes and go. I said, Ted, I want to say, hey, Steve and Ted and Pete have been talking about every 2 weeks since back in April.
Yeah.
So we've been living in a 2 week circle the whole year. So
that's true. All right.
Anyway.
Well, hit our best to you and your family, and you do your best. Pete, good to see you're at least getting some treatment there.
Yeah, get healthy, Pete.
Thank you.
Thanks, Ted.
All right. Thank you, Pete. Sedgwick County Commission Chair Pete Meitzner, Stephen 10 in the morning there. A little break of news. County Commission Chair has the COVID-19. All right, 7:42 now.
One in five people are testing positive these days in the county. So
the county manager,
he's not alone.
County manager's had it. Tom Stoll's had it. So, wow. It's going around, folks. 7:42 now, Steve and Ted. Keep it here for editor Bill Roy, the Wichita Business Journal. Looking forward to American Airlines' first MAX flight. That's coming up. Steve and Ted in the morning on KNSS.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back. Basketball is heating up. And the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.